welcome to Tiny Urban Homesteading. I'm your host, Justine. I'm a blogger and YouTuber of Country Girl in a Small and City World. I'm excited that you're here with me on this crazy journey of urban homesteading. I hope you enjoy our episode today and find this information useful and you want to come back for more. So here we go. Hi everyone, and welcome to episode number one of Tiny Urban Homesteading. I'm so excited that you're here today, and this is even more exciting that this is the first ever episode for the Tiny Urban Homesteading. I felt that it was only appropriate that we started out this podcast with the topic of why urban homesteading. As an urban homesteader, I get the question of all the time, why did I choose to do urban homesteading? What led me in that direction, and why, just in general, do I do it? So I'm sure many of you that are in urban homesteading or a homesteader yourself, you have gotten this question a million times. And everybody has their own different reasoning. Some people feel that they want to just be able to grow their own food, start doing things from scratch. Other people have no other option. They live in an area where it's a food desert and they have to grow their own food because if not, they spend a lot of money on food or they have to travel to various locations at a distance to get those products. So for everyone, there's a different reason of why they do it. But for myself, I honestly love urban homesteading because homesteading in general has been something that I've been passionate about since I was 19 years old. When I left high school and I graduated and went to college, I started to do a lot of research on sustainable food systems and agriculture in general. And I came across an interesting article on Pinterest about homesteading. It was something that I never really heard of before, but growing up, I realized that we actually did a lot of those things that a homesteader did. We raised animals. I was in 4-H. I did rabbits, and I've also had goats and ducks and everything in between. So growing up, I raised animals. We always had a beautiful garden every year, and my family is pretty consistent about making a lot of things from scratch. We never rarely ate out much, and a lot of our food, my mom would make it from scratch because it was a lot cheaper than buying those products prepackaged at the store. So when I started doing this research on homesteading, I thought to myself, you know what? I really enjoy this topic. So I started to do more and more research and found out that I truly, truly, deep down inside, wanted to be a homesteader. So I made it my mission that in the next 10 years, I would become a homesteader. I didn't know if I was going to have 100 acres or if I was going to live in the city and become an urban homesteader. So here I am now. I'm an urban homesteader. And for myself, I never thought I would actually be an urban homesteader because I am not the biggest fan of a city. I don't care how small or how big. I'm just not the biggest fan because I'm so used to living in an area where there's acres. Growing up in a small country town, you know, we had acres everywhere. I was surrounded by farms and, you know, farm animals and horses and everything like that. So for me, living in the city was a tough thing for me when I left for college. When I left for college, I kind of never really went back to the country again. I then, after graduating from college, I started to work for the college and I lived in the city. And then we moved to another city. So I never really got that feel again of living in an area where you didn't have neighbors next to you. And, you know, you could hear the crickets and you didn't hear cop cars and ambulance and fire trucks on a daily basis. So for me, it was very different experience and something that I had to get used to. So I made it this year, 2020, a mission to myself that I really wanted to take up homesteading in an urban setting. Because homesteading has always been on my mind. Over the past, you know, so many years that I want to become a homesteader, I always continue to buy books about homesteading, researching homesteading, seeing different tips and techniques on homesteading. That I really made an admission this year that I was going to do the most that I can to become a successful urban homesteader and here in our apartment. So having an apartment homestead is very difficult because obviously we don't own the apartment. So we're very limited to some of the things we can do. Obviously we can't raise animals. We're not even allowed to fish. So having any types of animals is out of the question. So we knew that that was going to be off the table. but growing our food was something that we would be able to do. This year, I actually got into hydroponics, and I will do a podcast in the future about my experience in hydroponics. It has been an incredible journey this summer using hydroponics. I use the Kroetke method, which you don't use pumps or anything. It's literally just water nutrients, and that's how you grow your product. So I will do a future podcast about that because it is so interesting and I love everything about it. It's my new favorite growing method. But we started growing tomatoes, basil, peppers, okra, as well as some other herbs hydroponically. So we had them out in our back porch. They did wonderful. My basil is still continuing to grow, even though I've harvested from the same plant about 6 times. So we have, you know, started harvesting our foods and growing more and more and trying to be more sustainable and watching what we do in our actions and how we can change it so it's not negatively impacting the earth. So that's something that we're becoming more aware of and we're moving in that direction. So urban homesteading to me, why I really want to get more involved in it and kind of continue my journey in it is because it's truly a wonderful way to kind of step back and really look at your surroundings and get back to the basics. Because right now we live in a world that is very much convenience. And everything is conveniently located within our touch. So living in a city, I have tons and tons of restaurants around. I have tons of grocery stores around, tons of other kind of clothing stores and bookstores and everything else within our reach because we live in a city. So it's very easy for us to be able to go to the store and buy a loaf of bread or go to the store and buy, you know, this or that because it's so conveniently located. And I think a lot of people, you know, get into this funk of, okay, well, if I can just go and buy it, I don't have to worry about making it from scratch because I can go buy it cheaper. Or no, I'm not going to do that because I can just, you know, I can just go get it. I don't have to worry about making it. And I think sometimes we forget that back in several days, whatever you want to call it, of our ancestors, they didn't have the opportunity to just have everything at the touch of their fingers. Like now you can order your food from your cell phone. I'm pretty sure our great, great, great grandparents, yeah, they couldn't do that. They didn't have a phone. So for us, everything is so convenient. For them, it was all from scratch. They made their clothing from scratch. They grew their own food. They made bread from scratch. They made everything from scratch with their two hands. Like I've mentioned, we're very much a convenient century, a convenient population, whatever you want to call it. We have the ability to have everything within the touch of our fingers. And for me, especially looking into 2020, a lot has gone on. It has been quite a sad, disappointing, and truly devastating year for a lot of people. A lot of people have been affected. The world in general has not been the same since COVID started in the beginning of the year. And I know for myself, I've been affected. My friends have been affected. My families have been affected. It's kind of like turned everybody's world upside down. But here's the thing. This pandemic that occurred, it actually opened a lot of people's eyes to the important things, especially when it comes to those things that as homesteaders, we have always thought were important, like growing your own food, making things from scratch from home. Because when the pandemic happened, a lot of people had to resort to those things. I read an interesting article the other day in a magazine saying that seed sales went up drastically from years past. I believe it was about 70, 75% an increase in sales for seeds because people were growing their own gardens this year. Not only did they have more time because a lot of people were laid off, but they were also afraid of not being able to have enough food because everybody saw what happened when panic set in. People were going to the grocery stores and buying everything. They were buying toilet paper. They were buying out all the meat. They were buying out all kind of groceries and stockpiling because they were scared. They were worried about price gouging. They were worried about the products not being available the next week. There was pure panic through the whole entire world. I saw in our town in general, toilet paper, if you didn't have toilet paper in the beginning, you weren't getting it for weeks on end because no store could keep it in stock longer than an hour. That is insane. That is truly insane that it came to that point. That people were in pure panic because they didn't have those items. And to myself, as a homesteader, I was like, I just need to go to the store and get some yeast. I need to get some sugar, some flour, and some of the basics, and I would be okay because I can make it from scratch. But a lot of people don't know how to do that. A lot of people don't know how to make a loaf of bread. They don't know how to can. They don't even know how to grow a garden. But a lot of people this year made those steps and were willing to learn because they were afraid that they would not have any other choice. Urban homesteading has become a very hot topic lately because a lot of people, no matter if they live in the city or the country, are starting to take on more homesteading ways because they are afraid that this is going to be the new normal, that nothing is ever going to go back to normal, that we are always going to have the fear of not having enough food, fear of not having enough of this or that, because when a pandemic strikes, everybody goes crazy and it's just an insane time. And people are worried. And I'm glad that people can see that now. I'm not glad that this pandemic happened for them to see this, but this is the reality of our world. And as homesteaders, I know of myself that I did not panic because I knew I had the tools that I would be okay and that my family would be okay. Learning from, you know, cooking from scratch. I know how to hunt. I know how to fish. So God forbid it got to any major point, we were going to be okay because we had those skills and that experience and we educated ourselves on those things that we could get through it. That's not a problem. So urban homesteading, if you're new to the whole entire movement of it, basically urban homesteading is when you're homesteading within an urban area. So a lot of people urban think city. That's basically the relation to it. And urban homesteading, there's a lot of different ways to approach urban homesteading. There's simple things such as container gardens to composting to some other things like having animals and having a little bit more space to be able to do things like I mentioned, animals like backyard chickens and having a nice garden. You could do some edible landscaping and having that ability to do that and to really utilize all the space you have in an urban setting. And you would be surprised at how much food you can grow in a half an acre. You would be surprised at how much food you can grow on your back porch. You have to be creative, you have to be organized, and you have to be definitely dedicated to the task at hand. You can't start something and not finish it because as a homesteader, we're always learning and we're always growing and we're always doing something. As homesteaders, I will say that we're always involved in something because we want to better ourselves as homesteaders and we want to better, you know, opportunities and better just our processes in general. So as homesteaders, we're always moving forward and we're always doing something. That's what I tell people. As homesteaders, we always have our hands involved in something. That's definitely for sure. If you're interested in urban homesteading, I highly suggest doing your research. Watch some YouTube videos, do some research online, buy some magazines that are related to homesteading. Those are great tools that you can use to see if it's truly something that you want to do. It's definitely not easy. I can't sit here and say that homesteading, especially in an urban setting, is easy because no aspect of homesteading in general is easy. It takes a lot of work, it takes time, and it truly takes dedication because if you're not dedicated to it, then you won't succeed as a homesteader because you truly have to be 100% vested in homesteading because it is a continuous process of learning. It is a continuous opportunity to move forward and learn more. So you have to be truly dedicated to it. So I highly encourage you, if you've ever thought about urban homesteading, to go out and do your research. There's a lot of wonderful YouTube channels too on people who are urban homesteaders. You would be surprised of how many people out there are able to live in the city, say for instance, even New York City, and have a beautiful container garden that they grow a good portion of their food just right from their balcony. So it is a possibility no matter where you live, the country or the city, you can be an urban homesteader or any kind of homesteader to be exact. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast today. It's my first ever one, so bear with me. I'm sure there's a lot of things that I may have said that may have been confusing or didn't completely make sense, which if they didn't, I apologize. But it's only episode number one. I'm so excited to move into our episode number two next week, and I hope you enjoyed it. And you should really stop by my YouTube channel, Country Girl in a Small City World, or head over to my blog, which is also www.countrygirlinasmallcityworld.wordpress.com. I hope to see you soon. I'll see you on the other side, episode number two.